Welcome back to the final segment of Ram Nation Radio on AM 1550 KDCO, FM 94.1 FM in Denver, and 96.9 in Boulder. I'm your host, Joel Cantalamessa. This segment is brought to you by Ed Bozar Chevrolet, Colorado's number one Chevy dealer. Hurry into Ed Bozar Chevrolet in Aurora for their 2014 model year closeout. You may have heard that Chevrolet is offering 20% cash back on certain Chevrolet models, but Ed Bozarth is taking it up a notch and offering 20% off all 2014 new Chevrolet models. Yep, that's over 300 2014 Chevrolet models at 20% off original MSRP. But it's only through the end of the year, so get in there quick. You got only got a few days left. Grab up the savings before it's gone. Ed Bozarth Chevrolet at 2001 South of Anna Street in Aurora. Thanks for being with us tonight. Want to bring you back up to speed with my trip from Las Vegas last week. Just a lot of intense fandom going on. From the minute that we got on the plane, there's a lot of CSU people. We left on Thursday night, and the plane was full of CSU people. People wearing green, representing their Ram gear. There's a lot of excitement. People looking forward to a bowl game against a Pac-12 team, and really more of just kind of a celebration, a getaway that kind of honored and celebrated the good season that this team had had. And then you land in the airport, and there are signs for the game, and there's welcome CSU fans, welcome Utah fans. So a lot of pageantry, you know, right as soon as you step off the plane. And then, you see there's billboards for the game as you're on your way to the hotel. You get to the hotel and the whole place, all the digital signs inside the lobby there and throughout the casino had CSU's logo and welcome CSU fans. And the people at the front desk were all wearing CSU gear. And on the big screen behind the check-in desk is a gigantic video board, and they had highlights playing the whole time. So it was really cool. And then you get to you walk through the casino. It's full of CSU people. The lobby bar, the casino bar there was full of fans. And people were just having a great time, tipping back some drinks. And so that night was pretty fun. And, you know, the next day we get up and you start checking the lines in the sports book. And more people start filing in. And it was packed. It was full of Ram fans that whole all of Friday and all through Friday night. And people partying and get-togethers. And then they had the pep rally down in Old Town and down in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. And they've got Cam the Ram doing the zip line overhead. And you've got highlights, CSU highlights playing on the rooftop screen the whole length of the street. And they've got Ram fans everywhere. Pep band, the marching band is playing the fight song. And then on the other end of the street, you got all the Utah fans. And their band is playing the Utah fight song. And they had cheerleaders, they had a stage. And it was loud. It was loud, and there was so much energy and so much momentum. From that standpoint, where we were, there were a lot of CSU people, and you couldn't really tell how many Utah fans there were on the other side. Turns out there were quite a few there too, but CSU really represented well in that event. And then you go back, back to the hotel, and people are just partying till the wee hours, anxious for the game. And we had a nice little setup on Saturday morning. A couple other Ram Nationers, got to give credit and thanks to Kurt and Keith Andries, who rented an RV and just jam-packed that thing full of Ram fans who otherwise would have had a hard time getting back and forth to the stadium. But jammed that thing full. We had lots of drinks, lots of great food, and just had a spectacular tailgate. The weather was awesome. It's 60-something degrees. A lot of fans. We parked around a big group of Ram fans, a lot of Utah fans. Now, we saw some very gracious and fun Utah fans. At the end of the game, there were a couple ugly incidents, and I think you're going to see that anywhere. There's, CSU's got a few bad apples, and Utah's got a few bad apples. So we witnessed a couple scuffles and arguments and some ugly classless things going on from both sides. But overall, it was just a fantastic experience, a great environment. Let me just say, the Sam Boyd Stadium itself is not a bad place. The stadium is not bad, but the location of it is just god-awful. It took almost an hour and a half to get from the stadium back to the hotel after the game. The traffic routes were full. They don't have the traffic lights synchronized. There's no police presence getting people in and out. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And it makes Hughes Stadium feel like it has an on-campus stadium in the heart of the campus because it's that far away from everything. And to get in and out of there was just a nightmare. But overall, just a fantastic experience. it was a good way to cap the year. When you can block out the actual game, it was a great time to spend with fellow Ram fans who have gone through a rough patch over the last 10 years, you know, and started to pick up last year and had a very nice year this year. But it was a great time. So I really encourage you. I know it was a hard time for a lot of people to get out there this year, but, you know, these bowl games are few and far between, as you've seen. And when you get a chance to go, and when CSU gets a chance and qualifies for a bowl game, I highly recommend it. It is a great time, not just from the game standpoint, but just from the trip itself and the experience you make, the friendships that you gain, and the camaraderie that there is among fans. You know, you get to see players in a different light. You get to talk and hang out with players and coaches that are always around, administrators. It's just that it really fills you with pride being there and being a part of that scene. Highly recommend it. So it'll be interesting now following this program through the off season and into spring ball, determining who's staying and who's going. You've got a major decision coming up by DeHart, and he did not make himself available to the media after the game, which is interesting. You know, the beat reporters, the media is no longer allowed. This was a Coach Mack thing, but they did not allow reporters into the locker room after games anymore. So you're kind of at the mercy of who the sports information department releases to the media after games. And DeHart was not one of the players to come out and speak with the media. And the consensus is that he's probably gone. Now, he knows that he's not really a candidate for the NFL. I think he's gotten enough feedback on that the NFL is really not going to be an option for him. I think he's looking at the Canadian Football League and possibly even the Arena League. And he came to CSU. He graduated early at Alabama, which allowed him to transfer immediately to CSU and play immediately at CSU. But he's not a guy that, he's already got his degree, and he was taking graduate classes essentially so that he could play football. And so he's not necessarily tied to going to school another year just to play football. He wants to play football, but doesn't necessarily have to be in college. So I think that's kind of what he's weighing right now. Does he want to return and hang out, be with his teammates one more year? Or can he go start getting paid, whether it's the Arena League or Canadian Football League? We'll see what happens. We'll see what he decides. But the silence, I think, is kind of telling. He'll probably be seeking some feedback and some advice from numerous sources, and we'll see what happens there. I'd like to see him stay. He gave some good energy to this program, especially the offense, and gave a tough-minded offense and running game to this team. And I think he'll be a great senior leader next year if he came back. You're going to lose Garrett Grayson, which is going to be a devastating loss, I think, for the offense, just from the standpoint of what he brought. I mean, what an amazing career he ended up having. What a great senior year he ended up having. And you just don't replace that immediately. You're going to see if Nick Stevens or Coleman Key come in and win that job next year, or if Mike Bobo's got something else in mind. And we'll see who can pick up the new offense quick. That's going to be a key to who gets that starting job. The offensive line, yes, you use Ty Sombrello, but he was spectacular. You can't minimize that, but they're going to have a lot of returning experience that help that offense, keep its momentum. You still have some very, very talented young receivers, including Rashard Higgins, who will only be a junior, and you could see Mike Bobo really marveled at that fact that he's still so young. Defensively, you're going to lose a couple guys that hurts. Aaron Davis is one, I think, that is a big loss. Max Morgan and Bernard Blake. So, and those guys were big, important key parts of the defense and provided good team leadership as well. So there's some key spots that you got to fill. The good news is it's not so much the number of players you're losing, because you're not losing a ton, but you are losing some quality key players. So you're gonna have to find guys to step up in this new under this new coaching regime. So a lot of fun stuff coming up with this program. We'll track that over the winter months here and heading into spring ball. But basketball, and now that football is kind of taking a back seat and the season's ending, we can start getting much more into basketball, which has been fantastic so far. And I really hate to see some people poo-pooing the 12-0 record so far, saying that the schedule is not that good, because the schedule is fantastic. Maybe fantastic is overstating it, but the schedule's been solid. just because there's no teams from these Power Five conferences in there, not many anyway. You've got CU, but you've got, if you look at their RPI, a top 10 RPI, it shows you that they've got a decent enough strength of schedule, and obviously you're winning the games, and they've taken care of business, winning road games, winning games on the road against teams that have notched some big wins this year. And then you've taken care of business at home, despite the disappointing attendance. And we'll talk about that in a second. But Colorado State has a chance to go 13-0. And this is going to be a little bit of a tricky one. They play tomorrow night, Saturday night, against New Mexico State, a team that's 5-8. They play in the WAC Conference. The WAC Conference that has lost all of its football programs and now just basically plays Olympic sports. But New Mexico can give fits. They are not as bad as their record indicates. They're a difficult team to win, especially in Las Cruces. And you're going to be playing without Dante Daniels and Giovanni Clavel. So those are two guys that have been playing excellent basketball, and you're going to have to go on the road and win without them. But 13-0, they're looking to start off this season 13-0 before getting into Mountain West play, and that would be starting New Year's Eve against Boise State at home. And unfortunately, that's just bad timing for that game. It's in the evening, so we have not seen real good crowds at Moby Arena, which is pretty disappointing considering you're 12-0. It's the best start in school history. You're ranked 24th in the AP, 25th in the USA Today, and likely to go up if you can win this game Saturday when the new polls come out at the end of the weekend. So this is the best basketball team we've seen at CSU in a long time, and yet you cannot find a way to get fans into the arena. I think the university is going to have, the marketing department is going to have to start doing a better job of making it enticing for fans. Now, people like me and diehards that are just invested in this program, win or lose, they're going to go to these games regardless of whether there's marketing being done, whether there's a special promotion being done. But when you are seeing constant attendance below 3,000 or mid 3,000s, that's unacceptable to me. You've got to find a way to get people involved. You got to find a way to discount tickets. There's no harm in discounting tickets if there's not demand for the tickets. You've got to find a way to entice people to come. You can slowly ramp up the ticketing prices as the fan base grows and as there's more demand. Do these two-for-one offers. Steve Ivey, Swole Cracker, who posts on the message board, wrote a column the other day saying that back in the day, the 2000 range, when CSU went to their first NCAA tournament in years under Dale Lehrer, they did a deal back then where if you won a game, anyone in attendance would get a free ticket to the next game. I think that's the kind of brilliant idea. And you get this retort from administration saying that by doing that, you devalue the tickets and you devalue the product. I disagree. Get people in there, fill the stadium, fill the arena, make the environment good, and then let them experience wins. And as you start gaining that momentum and the crowds start growing, then you can start backing off on such promotions and on the ticket discounts. But especially when the students are out of town and you're in the winter months and you're playing teams that the basic fan base, the average fan base has not heard of, it's going to be hard to fill the arena. It's not a program, it's not a university filled with a lot of basketball tradition or passion, especially over the last 20 years. So you've got to find ways to get people to go to the games. So I want to encourage you to get out there and support this team as they enter the new year here on New Year's Eve. They host Boise State, and they're looking to go 13-0 tomorrow night on the road at New Mexico State, but a lot of great hoops games coming up with Mountain West play starting up here after the new year. Get there and follow this team. Larry Stacey's done a fantastic job, and student-athletes have really done a great job so far in this 2014-2015 season. I want to thank all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Laura Candle Lamessa at Lionsgate Real Estate, that's my wife. I'm a little biased, but she's fantastic, and she'll give you the Ram discount. Give her a call if you're looking to buy or sell your home. You'll really love your experience with her. Kyle Bell from Ed Bozar Chevrolet, Cindy Showerman of Beamer Insurance Agency, Michael O'Connor from Ellis Penn and O'Connor Tax Group, Rick and Christina Rose from Window World, Griff Call from Rams Bookstore. I also want to thank CB and Potts. What great sponsors we have. They're all invested in CSU. When you're in the market for their services or products, give them first shot. Thank you for spending your Friday night with us. We'll be back again next week. Thanks for listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports. I'm Joel Cantalamessa. Good night and go Rams.